Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
It is. This is a great day. Friday. Who says that? Thank God it is Friday. Why? You know, Dan, I always wonder why people say, thank God this is Friday. Because it's what? Payday.
And I would always say, thank God we thank him for something.
That's it. We're thanking him for something.
Yes.
Yeah, because something good is going to happen to you on this Friday. And we want to thank all our listeners. On a more serious note, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Make Your Day Count Monday through Friday. As the Lord has given us the utterance to come to you live in your home or in your radio, wherever you listen to us. We pray, this is the desire of our hearts and the burden of our heart, that we pray that something will trigger in you to make your day count. Why? Because life is short. Mm-hmm.
Death is sure.
Yeah, there is a heaven to gain.
And a hell to shun. And there is no
do-over. You won't have a chance to do it over. So we're here to encourage you. You must make your day count. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
God is here to restore our years.
Yes.
We have the God of the City Altar here in the city of Cocoa as an avenue of restoration. Based off of Zechariah chapter 1 and chapter 2, it tells us that there are horns that were holding an area. And God prophetically revealed to Pastor Beckford four horns holding the city of Cocoa, which is murder, addiction, poverty, and religion. And in Zechariah chapter 1 and chapter 2, it talks about the craftsmen who were coming to bring terror upon the horns.
Yes,
and it says that those horns caused people to cast down their head. They can no longer lift up their head. So through this radio program, through Make Your Day Count, each and every day, we are releasing words of encouragement. We are craftsmen. We hope that you join with us as craftsmen to do the do's. That's another one. We're doing the do's. We don't have to worry about the don'ts because we are focused on doing the do's. So there's a banner that has been lifted up to the Lord. It was on December 12th, 2012. So we're coming to the 12-year anniversary of the God of the City Altar, which is on State Road 520 in the form of a billboard, which says, God of the City, Jesus is Lord. So that's the announcement as people enter this area. Jesus is Lord. His name is lifted above every principality, every other name. Jesus is the Lord of the city of Cocoa. So God, he is a God of restoration. Restoration came through Jesus Christ unto us. So our devotion on this morning is the work of restoration produces the celebration of restoration.
Come on.
The work of restoration produces the celebration of restoration.
Come on.
And we know that God, he is sovereign. He answers prayers supernaturally. He answers prayers by giving us divine strategy, and he also answers prayers through stewardship. He shows us how to better utilize that which we already have. And that which we already have could be a lot of stuff. It could be actual tangible resources. It could be networks that we've established through relationships, through our reputation. It could be many things. He gives us to steward over our gifts, our talents, our positions in life. You know, where I'm a daughter, but I'm also a mother. You know, we have different life roles, giving us different positions to steward. So today we're going to be in Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 4. Excuse me, sorry. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. So our devotion, our prayer point is the work of restoration produces the celebration of restoration. So the first, this man had to realize the value in the one sheep. He had to realize that because really what, one out of 100, it's only 1%. But he had to see the value of his stewardship over all that God entrusted to him. Then he had a strategy because he has to go out and he's searching for it. So he has some type of strategy to be able to lead him to be able to find the sheep. He don't have a drone to put up back in these days. He has a strategy to be able to find the sheep. And then when he finds the sheep, he carries the weight of the sheep on his shoulders. And then after all that, he still now has some energy to host the party. Yes. So the work of restoration will bring forth the celebration of restoration. There was many things through a process. Sometimes we hear stuff and we just read it so fast and we don't think about the totality of what was involved in that happening. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, he lost the sheep. He went and found it. Yeah, he carried it back. Everything was great. We said it in less than 30 seconds, but it took longer than 30 seconds to bring it to pass, for it to happen. So God, he is a God of divine strategy. When we realize all that he's entrusted with us, all that he's put within us, all that he has given us to oversee, all he has given us to steward, and we begin to put value on every life position that we have, every network, every resource, he'll give us the strategy to be able to maximize, to bring forth restoration. So we value that altar that's there on State Road 520. It is holy ground unto us. It's a place where we commune with God. We believe that angels of blood sprinkling are released throughout the city of Cocoa. They're sprinkling the blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that our city is divinely protected by Jesus Christ. We believe that his lordship prevails over all. We truly believe that. So the next one as we go down in Luke chapter 15 is the parable now of the lost coin. So remember, we're talking about God bringing forth restoration, answering prayers. He does it supernaturally. He does it through strategy and stewardship. So now here we have the woman with the lost coin. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So the woman, she had a strategy to be able to find the coin. She had things that were already in her home to help her. She had a lamp. She had a broom. She had the will to be able to search. She saw the value in the one coin. Now, remember, the coin, she had 10, so this is now 10% of what she had. But she saw value in the stewardship of everything that God gave unto her. So she now strategically put it together. Okay, I'm going to light the lamp. I'm going to sweep the house. I'm going to do the work of restoration. I'm going to believe God that it's going to be located. And after that, what does she do? She brings forth celebration. She calls the people, they get together, and they rejoice together. And then these are also compared to people who come into a relationship now with Jesus Christ. So there's things for us as believers to do. God will give us divine strategy. He'll show us the value of each and every person, the stewardship that we have within our networks, within our influence, within our reach, to be able to bring people, to draw people, to show people Jesus Christ, so they could enter in to the salvation of the Lord. And one of those ways at Celebration Tabernacle, which we began in on June 15th, and we're having again on July 27th, is drive-through prayer. So that's an avenue that God has given us, a strategy that God has given us to come outside of the church walls and to be in the sight, in a line of sight of people who are driving down Dixon Boulevard, Fisk Boulevard at that time. And we have people out there who are holding up signs that are say, you know, drive through prayer, the things that we are praying for and such. We go out, we invite people ahead of time, give invitations, do things through social media, face-to-face invitations to come onto the ground to pray restoration for our city. We call for citywide transformation, but what are we doing for citywide transformation? In order for a city to be transformed, the people within the city have to be transformed, because the city is made up of people, and those are God's people. And God has already equipped, he has already given his people all things that are needed for life and for godliness. So when we come outside of the church, when we come under the open heaven, the altar that's been established at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, big things happened the first time, which made us hungry now to do it again. We saw what transpired on June 15th. So now we've tasted and seen what God did through that act of obedience. That was an act of obedience. It was work. That was a muggy, hot day.
Yes.
In the physical, but it was a productive day in the spirit. And I'll tell you, each and every person that came on their lot, their life changed. That is a marker for them, a period of time, a distinct mark that they could say, I went to drive through prayer and things changed. Testimonies have already came forward, people who were experiencing different things, requested prayer for different circumstances and such. And when you bring God into the situation, when you cry out, restore, restoration comes. He said, I will restore unto you the years. So we believe God. We thank him that he is the God of this city. We join as craftsmen along with him to bring terror upon every horn. He said he is returning in Zechariah chapter 1 and chapter 2 with mercy. He is returning with a house of relationship. He is returning with comfort. He is returning as Lord. And you are the apple of his eye.
Thank you for joining us.
Make your day count.
Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.